failure, obviously. I had dramatic losses in my bodybuilding career. I had movies that went right into the toilet. And this wasn't just the first time that I've watched my approval ratings fall like the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I wasn't even close to rock bottom. And it wasn't the recession that brought my world crashing down. I did that to myself. I blew up my family. No failure has ever felt worse than that. I won't be rehashing that story here. I've told it before in other places, and other places have told it multiple times. All of you know the story. And if you don't, you've heard of Google, and you know how to find it. I've hurt my family enough, and it's been a long road to repair those relationships. I will not turn them into fodder for the gossip machine. What I will say is that by the end of the year, I had found myself in a place that was both familiar and foreign. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I was at the bottom. Now, I've been here before, but this time I was face down in the mud in a dark hole, and I had to decide whether it was worth it to clean myself up and to start to climb out or to just give up. The movie projects that I've worked on since I left the capital went up in smoke. The cartoon, loosely based on my life, I was so excited about. Bye-bye. The media wrote me off. My story would be over after three acts. Bodybuilding, actor, governor. Everybody loves a story that ends in tragedy, especially when it is the mighty who have fallen. If you've read anything about me, though, you probably already know that I didn't give up. In fact, I relish the challenge of having to climb back up. That's the struggle that makes success, when you achieve it, tastes so sweet. My fourth act has been a combination of all three previous acts combined to make me as useful as I can, with a little something else added in that I didn't expect. I continued my bodybuilding and fitness crusade with daily fitness emails to hundreds of thousands of hungry people and my honored sports and fitness festivals all over the world. My policy work goes on at the After School All-Stars, where we serve 100,000 kids in 40 different cities across the nation, and at the USC Schwarzenegger Institute for State and Global Policy, where we advocate for our political reforms all over the United States, and at the Schwarzenegger Climate Initiative, where we sell our environmental policies all over the world, and my entertainment career that pays for it all. This time, after climbing out of the Hollywood wilderness, doing movie after movie, I returned with the television series, which is a new creative medium for me that I've enjoyed enormously trying to master. I knew I'd continue all of those careers. Like I always tell you, I'll be back, right? But what I never expected was that as a byproduct of all this failure and redemption and reinvention, I'd become a self-help guy. Wow, that was new to me. Suddenly, people were paying me as much as former presidents got to show up and to give motivational speeches to their clients and to their workforces. Other people were taking the videos of those speeches, putting them on YouTube and on social media, and they were going viral. Then my own social media channel started to grow, because anytime I used them to share my wisdom about urgent matters of the day, or to offer a calm voice amid the chaos, those videos went even more viral. People really seemed to benefit from learning from me, the same way I benefited early in my career from reading about and meeting my idols, many of whom you will hear about in this book. So I leaned into that, and I started to spread more and more positivity into the world. And the more I spoke, the more people came up to me in the gym to tell me that I'd gotten them through the dark time. Cancer survivors, people who had lost their jobs, people transitioning into the next phase of their career. I heard from men and women, boys and girls, high school kids and retirees, rich people, poor people, every color, creed, and orientation in the rainbow of humanity. It was fantastic. It was so surprising. I wasn't sure why this has happened, so I did what I always do.